This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. Travis Chance, I cannot wait for the show today. We've got a great topic, and I always love doing the show with you each week. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing over there, Travis?
Tony, I am excited. You got me. You got me in fight mode this morning.
Let's
you
were talking get about ready to rumble.
In this corner, the former president. He's 45 in the books and 47 in your heart. No, I'm just kidding. This whole thing is just. I'm ready for it to be over. Win, lose, or draw. It is what it is. Tonight, we always record. Obviously, those that listen to the show know we record earlier in the week and send it out towards the end of the week. And tonight is going to be the second presidential debate with the second set of candidates. So it should be interesting. All of your worries and fears should subside this evening, Tony. We should have all of our questions answered.
I doubt it.
Come on now. Really?
Do you really think we're going to learn anything new tonight?
Please don't doubt our democratic process. I wish that they should just have it like the scene in Animal House whenever Bluto gets up and yells food fight. It should just be a food fight in Congress or go to like Parliament where you have like, you know, it's Congress with a 2-drink minimum, like Robin Williams said.
Right.
So, right. Yeah, that would be terrific. I think we'd get a lot more and done and a lot more shock value out of it. But
oh yeah, if you've ever seen the actual clips of Parliament where they get into those weird arguments
and back and forth. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
hilarious.
And then they start cussing at each other. It's not funny, but it's kind of funny.
Oh,
but
it's entertaining, at least for us. It's not our country.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, yeah, it is funny, though. But I hope that they're civil and that it goes well. Otherwise,
well, but
I don't
know. On a good note, football season has officially started, so at least we have something else to keep our attention.
Yes.
You know, college football's off to a great start, NFL's off to a great start, and it's definitely a good time of year for me. Hunting season's about to start, fall. I mean, it's all coming together for Travis, Tony.
Well, the first week of the NFL was great for me. Because I was born and raised in Minnesota, and I'm a huge Minnesota Vikings fan.
Okay.
I try to never miss a game, at least watch it. And we had a huge opening week. We destroyed the Giants. Saying they're a great team, but, we did what we should have. We really looked good our first game.
Oh yeah, they did. I'm not a huge, I'm an NFL fan. I like to watch the games.
You're more a college
guy. I don't even have a favorite pro team. Yeah. So, but you know what is crazy is whenever you hear these college coaches, you hear these NFL coaches, and they talk about preparation. They literally take like a week off and they start prepping like the week after the Super Bowl, the week after the national championship game for the following season.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You would think that they would wait, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months till it gets closer, but there's a reason why. And it's the same thing with retirement. And that's what we're going to talk about today is when is a good time to start the preparation process? And then by doing that, what does that provide you? What opportunities, what benefits? So, one of the things that we talk about on here, Tony, quite a bit is it is either a choice. You prepare or you don't prepare. And either one's a choice, right? You choose not to prepare. And if you walk into retirement blindly, sometimes that can be a bit of a challenge because you don't have as many options available to you as maybe someone who started the process, say, 5 years before. And for us, rule of thumb, that's our starting point. We tell clients, you know, yes, can we help someone who's planning 2 years out? Absolutely. And that's really where you start to need someone with a steady hand, an actual financial surgeon, if you will. You're not doing your own brain surgery at that point, because in order for you to really maximize your retirement, you need someone to actually guide you that has seen it before, right? That's the reason you go to your doctor. Is, you know, it's not for the 5 minutes he's holding the scalpel. It's for the 20 years of experience he had prior to that.
Right.
And that's really where retirement really starts to take shape, is in the planning phase, right? Because one of the things, and as we talk about 5 years and out, does for a client, and, you know, or at least a few years out, no less than maybe say 1 to 2 years, is it starts to reduce your stress. You know, and stress going into retirement, let's face it, you know, we lay awake at night sometimes and we worry, you know, we're going to have enough money. Have we done everything we can? Have we saved everything we can? Did we pay off every bill we could? And you really never get that final yes. It's always, I don't know, maybe, maybe, maybe. And that's where planning can take that maybe and turn it into a yes, or it can turn it into a no, so you can actually know whether you're behind the eight ball or not. Right.
Is knowing is half the battle.
Absolutely. G.I. Joe said it, and I'll never forget it. So anyway, Tony, and only you with an 80s cartoon reference. So
yep.
So reducing stress, I mean, let's face it, stress can cause a litany of health problems. You know, that's one of the biggest killers out there, cardiac wise. You're getting later in life, you know, 50s, 60s. Do you really want that additional stress, that additional pressure that you just don't have to experience? And for most people, they don't have that final plan, right? They don't know that they are going to be okay, and this is why, not just, you know, oh, I looked at it and it looks okay. Well, what does okay mean, right? If you go back a few shows, we talked about fine. What does fine mean? Freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. We don't want to go into retirement fine. We want to go into it knowing that we have a plan. And one of the reasons that it reduces your stress is you have more options. You know, Tony, have you ever been shopping or needed something, and you go into the store, it's last minute, and all of a sudden you look on the shelf and they have, you know, like one, maybe two things that fit your need. And you know that if you had thought to buy that product, that thing 3 months, 6 months earlier, you could have literally walked in there, shelves are full, and you could have bought any brand, any model that you wanted. It's because if you wait till the last minute, you only get to get what's on the shelf at that time.
Right.
And that's really a stressful situation for a lot of people, because what if that's not what you want? What if that's not what you think you need? That's going to be a tough sale, right? And, you know, that may be the only suit that you have to wear. It may be a little baggy, maybe a little bit wide in the shoulders, make you look a little boxy, as my wife likes to say, because I'm kind of tall and big. She makes me wear these clothes that don't make me look so dang boxy. But that's the thing. You have to plan for stuff like that, right? You can't just walk in and expect everything you pick up off the rack to fit perfectly. So just to give you kind of a few stories, right? This is certainly why we do what we do. You know, one of the best feelings that I get is when we're able to sit down across from clients and say, not only can you retire in 3 years, you could retire right now. Tony, there is a lot of stress and a lot of angst and fear that just washes off of a client's face whenever they are literally faced with in their minds, they have to work an additional 5, 6, 7 years. And you tell them, you know what, your goal was 3 years. You were thinking 5 or 6 years. But what if I told you you could actually retire today? Think of the freedom that comes with working because you want to, not because you have to.
Yeah, that's there's a huge difference.
Think of the shift in mindset. Think of what that provides you. Every time your feet hit the floor, and if you're out there listening, think about this, and you're still working. Think about every time your feet hit the floor. If your first thought was not, Lord, I got to go back to work. Think of it like, I get to go back to work today. I can work, and if they do something I don't like, if management gives me guff and it's something that's unfair, I can literally walk out the door and I'm okay. My family's going to be okay. Because, you know, unfortunately, and I will say this, that is starting to become more and more of a concern for employees. Is, you know, they're getting into this last phase of retirement. Maybe they're 60, 62 years old, 65, and, you know, they don't have a plan and they think, I've got to put up with something. I've got to do this. I hear people talk about all the time. You know, they have coworkers that maybe don't share their same work ethic, don't share their same upbringing, and they just struggle because, you know, sometimes they have to be their supervisor, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, when did feelings become involved? You know, one of the comments and conversations I had not too long ago was, the client that was in my office was talking about one of his employees was complaining because he didn't have anything to do. But one of the things that he noticed was that his employee was playing on Netflix and on his phone and, texting all, you know, half the day. And he's like, well, you know, and I know this person, so I could hear him say it. He said, you know, if you would, you know, definitely get off Netflix, get off Google, you know, Facebook, whatever. And could you do these training modules? And literally his employee that he was supervising went to his supervisor and said he hurt his feelings. Tony, I could see where that would be a stressful environment, that if I'm 62, 63, 65 years old, I'm going, where's the door? You know, why am I sitting here not being able to actually to focus on my job and my career because I've got, I hate to say it, and I'm going to pick on them for a minute. You've got some of the younger generation that, you know, literally feel like, you know, I want to work 30 hours, get paid for 40. And oh, by the way, you got to dance around my feelings. There's a lot of baby boomers that don't want to deal with that. And I get it. And that's where having that 5-year plan out from retirement, you could say, you know what? I don't want to deal with that. I don't like that that's the work environment. Or let's say that your job decides, you know, hey, we're going to downsize or we're going to ask you to relocate. Well, you know, if you're, say you're in your late 50s, early 60s, maybe where you are right now is where you actually want to retire. Do you want to uproot everything and not have options? No, that's why you need to know, you know, hey, is the retirement plan that we're on, is that going to be sufficient for my wife and I, for my spouse and I, whomever? Is that going to be enough for us to not only get through retirement, but actually thrive in retirement and be able to do the things that we want to do? And the only way that you're going to know that is to do the pre-planning. You've got to do the work. You've got to actually have someone be able to put it together, put the pieces together so that you know that what you're doing is what you need to be doing. The problem is, folks, I hear this so many times when people come to our courses, they say, why didn't I come to this 5 years ago? Whenever they come in our office, they say, why didn't I do this 5 years ago? Well, here's the problem. You can't go back. I'm not Marty McFly. I'm not Doc Brown. We don't have a time machine. Tony is not even Huey Lewis, because I knew he was going to, I figured you were going to bring up something with Huey Lewis. But anyway.
The power of love.
Yeah. I mean, we're not here in a time machine that can grant you the ability to go back. But what we can do is we can help sit you down and be able to give you a good picture of the future. right? That's what you want, is what's your future going to look like? Is it going to be what you're wanting, or is there some tweaking that needs to be done? And in any case, are you the person that's going to need to do those tweaks? Probably the answer is no, because let's face it, like most people, you spend your life, you're dealing with life, you're dealing with your kids, you're dealing with your family, your job, and a lot of times retirement planning gets less attention than planning for your annual family vacation. And that's why you need to give us a call so that we can help put you on the right path and paint your future that you want for you and for your family. And the only way you can do that is you give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Or we have courses coming up in the Pooler area, White Bluff's going on now. We have Pooler, Bluffton, Beaufort, Statesboro. If you're in one of these areas and you have been forwarded this podcast by one of our clients or by one of your friends, you need to take advantage of the opportunity to sit down and actually hear how the retirement process works and how to structure it to benefit you and yours. 877-269-0839.
All right. Well, great show today, Travis. And it is important to understand, I think the key here is work with a financial services professional so you do know where you're at financially and you have that retirement plan in place. How can our listeners out there, one more time, give that number so they can get a hold of you?
Well, first of all, Tony, they can go to our website. That's a great resource. They can look at our content, but they can also sign up for courses or at least get the information about the courses in their area at chancefinancialgroup.com, or they can call our office, talk to one of our staff. They will be happy to accommodate you in any way that you need. And that's 877-269-0839.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. Or visit them online at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.